This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Vice President Mike Pence is warning Christians against complacency these midterm elections. I don't think that's going to be an issue. I don't think complacency by Republicans and evangelicals is going to be a concern this upcoming midterm election on November the 6th, not with what's going on now, because everybody can see what's happening. And there's this smear job going on, this ongoing attack of uncorroborated allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump's nominee to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. And another one has surfaced, a 53-year-old woman allegedly claiming that Kavanaugh exposed himself at her at a party in the mid-1980s when he was a freshman in college at Yale. The uncorroborated, decades-old claim that he did this did not pass the New York Times smell test, apparently, according to the White House. The claim by Debbie Ramirez that the federal judge sexually harassed her during a party while they attended law school is the latest to rock the confirmation process. It was published by The New Yorker. By Ronan Farrow, the same guy that broke the Harvey Weinstein story and picked up a Pulitzer Prize as a result, despite the fact that not one of the people, it was published in the New Yorker, but not one of the people Ramirez said could back up her story actually did so. In fact, all of them said, no idea what she's talking about. In fact, one friend of hers said they were close friends then. They've remained close friends, and she's never heard such a claim. Never heard such a... And the Christine Blasey Ford allegations, 4 for 4 now, she named 4 people that were at the party that she claims Brett Kavanaugh got on top of her and tried to remove her clothing and put his hand over her mouth and assaulted her. Of the 4 people she named at that party, all 4 said, never happened. I wasn't even there. The one woman who was her friend in college and has remained a friend, a lifelong friend as well, said it didn't happen. Has no idea what she's talking about. The New York Times had interviewed several dozen people over the past week in an attempt to corroborate her story and could find no one with firsthand knowledge. The Times wrote in a story that followed the New Yorker report, Ms. Ramirez herself contacted 4 former Yale classmates asking if they recalled the incident and told some of them that she could not be certain Mr. Kavanaugh was the one who exposed himself. Not even certain he's the one. And yet, people like Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, my new favorite villain, by the way. I mean, how can you have a person in the United States Senate who says, I don't care about due process. Due process means nothing to me. The outcome of this process is all I care about. And blocking Brett Kavanaugh from being on the Supreme Court is all I care about because all she cares about is abortion. She doesn't like his policies. It has nothing to do with anything else. And meanwhile, The sleazy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, remember him? Stormy Daniels fame, this creep. Yeah, he says he's got other allegations from another woman coming up. So, you know, the class of the group of people bringing forth the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh are very similar in nature. Michael Avenatti tweeted this. My email of moments ago with Mike Davis, chief counsel for nominations for U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary. We demand that this process be thorough, open, and fair, which is what the American people deserve. It must not be rushed, and evidence and witnesses must not be hidden. Well, I demand that sleazy people aren't allowed to bring uncorroborated attacks against these folks. Ivy's been watching this with great interest as well. And you go back to when you were in high school, and somebody comes back, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later and says, these terrible things happen, and I'm going to destroy a person's life.
Sometimes I don't even recall what happened yesterday, much less 30 years ago. I mean, come on.
And you weren't even drinking yesterday. You know.
Exactly. So. You know, something that the Democrats do really well, they always come together and have the same talking points.
No question.
All the time. And even if it's this Avenatti or the
Senate. So here's what I ask you about. Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow, Michigan senators who clearly are going to vote against Brett Kavanaugh.
They were going to vote against Kavanaugh regardless of what they
heard. But is that right?
No, of course not. But it's part of this resist movement. It doesn't matter what the man stands for, or if he gets thrown out, the next person who's going to be in line, who's going to be just as conservative as he is, what are they going to do to that person? And the next person? And the next person? This is not, I mean, how many people lives are they going to destroy? Well, I guess what they're going to try to do is wait until the midterms and then hope to regain control of the Senate. And
My guess is that Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation process is near dead now, even though there are uncorroborated allegations. We'll see what happens.
I think that's a dangerous place to go because that sets the precedent that,
I agree with you.
This all I have to do is accuse you of something, and it's done. You're over. It's over for you.
Right. Accusations equal guilt, and therefore you've been smeared, and it's over, and
perhaps,
you're destroyed.
Perhaps Grassley should not have been so accommodating and said, no, we're going to go forward for the vote. And then they would have, you know, worked towards impeachment of him being on the court anyway, or then just saying.
But a waste of time.
Yeah.
Would have been. Yeah. The next judge, by the way, I believe will be Amy Coney Barrett, most likely. Amal Thumper would be second on my list. Amy Coney Barrett was almost picked, we believe.
It'd be interesting to see what they do to
what do you
woman.
Do to a woman? Right. Yeah. Bring her along. But in the meantime, Brett Kavanaugh has been irreparably harmed. Where does he go to get his reputation back? Because you know it's garbage. You know it's nonsense. It didn't happen. And they smear the guy.
Well, I don't know if it didn't happen or not. I can't say that for sure, but.
Well, let me put it this way. The four people that she named as having been there to be in the house to witness it, four for four. And at one point she said it was four men who were therapists who attacked her. And she said, no, it was two, and they got that wrong. But there were four guys at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, there were three guys at the party, plus her longtime friend, a woman, was at the party. So her story keeps changing. So I'm sorry, I don't give it much credibility anymore.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I did see a Fox News poll that had said that, you know, public opinion is kind of changing against him. And that's unfortunate because we really need to look at the facts of the matter here. And we have no facts. We've only heard what each side has had to say.
Isn't that shocking? And this is true on the left and the right. On the left and the right, people, I believe him. I believe her. How would you know?
How would you know? Exactly.
You know, we haven't heard anything except he's denied it vehemently, and she's gotten a lot of her facts wrong according to everything
frankly,
we've heard. So I think
the
preponderance is on his side at this point. Go
30
on.
Years later, the fact of the matter is it's going to be a he said, she said situation because no one's going to remember. And obviously they haven't yet. So
basically it's a he said, she said, and then he and all his friends said, no, that's not true. So it's he said, he said, he said, she said against she said.
Apparently, whatever he says isn't as important as what she says.
Not to people like Mazzy Hirono, it's not, that's for sure. Just slaughter the guy, smear the guy, and destroy the guy's life. This special edition of the Steve Huber Show brought to you by our friends at Yellow Hose and Health Partners Incorporated. YellowHose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at YellowHose.com. Health Partners, Inc., leaders in home health care and advocates for protecting and preserving auto no-fault here in Michigan. Learn more at HealthPartners.com. Good to see you here. Good to have you here on a Monday. Straight ahead, we'll have Jace Bulger, the former Speaker of the House here in Michigan. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Youper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school, lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drug-free. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes, too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Today's public libraries are destinations for every generation and offer endless opportunities for family fun. From free maker spaces, story times, genealogy workshops to game nights, libraries are transforming how families spend time together. And don't forget, free access to library staff, fielding your curiosity and lifelong learning. This September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, the perfect time to register for your ticket to free family fun at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.